Journey to the ocean's edge. Memories flow to when I was a child, sorting rocks like marbles into shapes and colors. I laugh, toes buried in sand, similar to that which tickled grandmother's feet in Africa, circa 1889. To my mind's ear, she giggles sitting in the sand, shoes discarded, tongues hanging loose, laces untied. Harriet wriggles her own piggies in the ocean as calling seagulls coast the early morning sky. Simply amazing, though it may not look the same, the beach that filters through her fingers are mountains that are sanded yet remain. Opening wide, my life funnels through history's maze, and I walk to where the ocean grasps the shore and drags away this moment as greedy undertow. My thoughts are drawn to child in raspberry and yellow, soaking in the love of the same waters which connect me to grandmother and flow to my amazing granddaughter. Her purple flip-flops randomly discarded, she leaves her toe prints at the watery edge of time. Thoughts tunnel the clouds to you, who build your own sandcastle and run to future's edge, where ocean waves speak of timelessness of sand and water. Will there be any clouds left for your daughter? Will skyscrapers be sanded into glistening particles? Will she ever build her own sandcastle? The progeny of ancient seagulls caterwaul, foamy tongues of history sift through fingers. I linger to fill my memory bucket, to run and pour a moat around your castle to protect you from snap of alligator. I remind myself, nay, us, we are part of rocks and sand, an ancient ocean, amazing hopes still ebb and flow.